While world leaders pondered Wednesday how best to respond to Syria's alleged use of chemical weapons against its people, Syrian refugees in Jordan staged a demonstration in support of possible U.S. intervention.
We've protested today to say to the free world and to Obama that the time has come. The red line has been crossed by Assad. It's time to send a strong message to Bashar and to destroy Scud missiles and the chemical weapons, which have been used by criminals to kill honest civilians.
For some refugees in Jordan's Za'atari camp, one of the world's largest, an intervention after 2 years of death and destruction in their country is too little, too late.
The military strike is late. It should have taken place 2 years ago, and the ultimatums given by NATO, the Western Arab nations, should have been given a long time ago. They are too late. Our people have died. Our people were slaughtered. Children, women, even old men.
While many Western leaders call for a military strike in Syria, some of their citizens are opposed to a costly military intervention at a time of economic austerity at home. A group of demonstrators gathered outside the Prime Minister's office in London after Britain sought UN backing for action against the Syrian government.
But they're going to make it worse. They're going to ruin it. And they're going to make it like Iraq, and we don't want it to happen there. We don't want Syria to be same as Iraq.
Commentator Brian Bender of the Boston Globe newspaper says the most recent public opinion polls show that 60% of Americans are opposed to any military role for the United States in Syria. He says the protracted war in Iraq is often given as the reason.
In the wake of the Iraq war, where weapons of mass destruction, chemical, biological, possibly nuclear weapons, were the rationale for the war, and it turned out that Saddam Hussein did not have them, I think that there's going to be a lot of skepticism in the United States, but also abroad.
Bender says if President Obama decides on a military strike in Syria, he will have to convince the American public that it is necessary and also address the risks of expanding the U.S. role in the Syrian war. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.